So the biggest injustice anyone can do to himself to compare with someone who has 10 years ahead, just remember one thing, that you are starting just this moment. And at the beginning, never ever try to compare yourself to those who are in the field for the last 10 years. You have your own journey. They have went through there and they are going. You have to understand your journey, your efforts, your capabilities, and gradually you will be. Just do what it takes. Never ever try to look at the numbers that they have, because they have been working pretty hard for a very long time and you have been in this just for a while, like 6 months, a year. That is not enough. This journey is long because you are working for something big. So this is what you have to focus on. Once you understand these things, a lot of complications can be easily removed from your life. Again, I'm telling you, remove complications, not looking at your other people's goals. You have to look at your own, how you have been working out. Try to rectify all the possible errors which you are making in your day-to-day executions, because that one will make the difference. It doesn't matter that how big your goal is. All it takes to achieve, to get the goal which you want to accomplish, your daily executions, the plan which you have, which you want to accomplish. Set a small goal. That one is very amazing thing which you can give it to yourself. Like 2 weeks ago, I was having a podcast with Ben, and he's a very young and talented guy from UK. He's just only 18 years old, and currently he has been handling 150 clients. He's a fitness trainer, nutrition consultant. So the only thing he told me while I was having the podcast with him, in the end, he said that all we have to focus is to set our small goals. And that's something really, I really appreciate him, that at a such a young age, he understood that what is more important. Like, you have your big goal, that is okay, but you have to set your small goals. Like, in this week, what do you want to do? Like, to be honest with you all, those who are listening to this podcast, that sometime I set a big goal, but I'm not focused on my regular goals, which I have to do to get that bigger goal. But I know, the matter of fact is that I know that I'm doing wrong. So this is how you have to rectify yourself. Not believe, not rectify your mistakes, but you have to be consistent. I totally understand that when you are starting up, when you are trying to execute the thing you want to accomplish, at the initial state it's very hard. Because all in a sudden you have changing the entire directions of your life to something new, trying to accomplish something new. So it's hard. Change is hard. A lot of people try to avoid the change, but they don't understand one thing, that those changes can come always with opportunities. It's totally up to you that how you want to take that change in your life. If you take that as a burden, you're going to have burden. If you take that as an opportunity to learn new skills, to meet new friends, to make new life, it will be that. So as a one person, great man said, that the kind of things you listen throughout the day, the kind of person you be, the kind of perception you create in your head, the kind of reality you get. So this is what you have to focus. Whatever you listen, whatever you watch, whatever people you have in your life, you have to be very selective on those peoples, because the time you spend with them, the kind of person you're going to be. So, and in a nutshell, the only point I want to make it clear right up here, that daily execution is more important. Those soft skills are important, very important. You are an MBA, management trainee, head of department. It's good to say those things. But if you look at closely at the root labels, what do you find? That soft skills give you amazing results. Like those people having the soft skills, they are doing amazingly well. So it does matter. It does matter. You have to just be focused with yourself, the thing you are doing, and just keep going on and on. I do understand that a lot of you have a lot of problems in your life. It's totally understandable. Not everybody has the same kind of lifestyle, same kind of condition, financial conditions, some kind of emotional states. Like, we all are different. But what I want to highlight is that you have to give time to yourself. Spend your time, listen to your body, listen to yourself, that what you want to do, and try to observe your life pattern, that who you spending your time, what you do on a regular basis, and ask yourself questions, because this is one of the most important things which you can give to yourself. The more you ask questions before you're going to take the actions, it will help you in an amazing way. Ask yourself question that what you are doing, where it's taking you. If you want to do party, you want to go clubbing, if you go, what it will give you? Happiness, that fad happiness you want for a while, or you want to have a consistent happy lifestyles. I have a lot of friends, they go to party. They spend a lot of times in this picnics or DJs, having alcohols, meeting with chicks. They hang out, do a lot of things. And when I meet them in the very next day, they're completely broke. Like, I find that those are the things just for showing up. Like, they're not happy from inside. They are very concerned about their lifestyle. They're concerned about, and they are very insecure from the inside. So this is what I exactly want to convey, that just find something which can give you long-term happiness. Never ever. I'm not totally denying that you have to completely restrict yourself from these kind of things. It's important. It's the lifestyles. But ask yourself a question, that which one is more important? What do you want to do? You want to be something, yeah? Don't you be? So that you have to understand the purpose of your life. And then according to that, you have to make your plans. Select the things which you really like to do. If you like to do party, make it professions. Why don't you be that? If you really want to go to clubbings, then there are tons of things which you can do to convert that passion into a profession and convert those professions into your money generating machines. Just think around it, whatever you are doing, because in this time, everything is easily acquirable. You can easily able to do anything, whatever you do. If you're good in wasting time, you can show people thousands of ways that this is how they can waste their time. This is how they can just scroll it up. You can explain on that the way you are doing for the last couple of years, and this is what you like to do. So you can easily turn anything into your passions, and you can do great on that. As you can see, people are doing amazingly, like just giving a facial expressions. Like, no one have ever thought that someone will make millions of money, millions of dollars by just making expressions, and the whole world is copying the same things. So just, you have to understand, just do it openly. Don't ever think of that, what the other people will think about it, because this is one of the biggest concerns I have found after talking to people. Like, they're highly concerned what other people will think, how the other people will react on them. Nobody's good at the initial stage. Like, you will gradually improve. Like, most of you said that I don't have a proper equipments, I don't have a proper setups, I can do that, I have blah blah blah, I do have ideas, I don't know what to say. That's what I'm telling you. Ask the questions, execute it. You can never be perfect at the very first time, but if you do it for thousands of time, definitely 1001 time, you're going to do the best way. And that's the learning. I've never thought that I'm going to be so fluent in English, and I'm going to just deliver such a message constantly thinking, but I'm doing it. I'm amazing. So always try to praise yourself, find opportunity around yourself, whatever you do, and just work on that, because today's everything is changing and the dynamics has completely evolved from nowhere. You can easily pick any things, whatever you like, and you can convert them into professions. So now it's not able to that you have to go to like big colleges for like getting a better lifestyles. Like, it's all about the work which you have to execute on every single day. The execution part is everything. If your idea is clear, if your thought is clear, and if you find that the thing you're going to deliver in that particular niche, in that particular field, or maybe going to represent your life in a particular way is the best, then everybody can easily resonate that, because that is one of the beautiful things. Because 99% people in this entire world is obviously equal in terms of mind, like in terms of mentality, psychological stage, physical stage. If you are fat, you can easily relate to the peoples, and you will find a lot of peoples who are fat. You can share your experience, and they're going to be your target audience. They're going to be the people who want to convey to you. You're going to convey your like connect with themselves. So this is how the things go on. So every all are having some commonality, like common things within ourselves. So this is what I want to tell you all, that this is what you should be focusing, and this is what you should be doing. It's very easy. Right now, I just wanted to have a video. I wanted to make a video on tools, but I was not feeling like doing that. I had to make 30 calls every single day, but I was not feeling to do that. So what I'm doing, I'm just coming up here. I just came on my terrace and just giving this podcast. It's that simple. It's not about that you have to have a well set up. It's all about what you deliver, what you communicate, what you want to communicate, and what you want to say exactly. That's all matter the most. So this is what I want to say in this podcast. I hope you'd like it. If you have any questions, any doubt, write down in the comment section. We can connect and we can have a brief talk on that, because I really like to talk on this kind of things, and I really believe that you can do it if you execute on every single day. No matter how many things, how many big things you do for a week. But if you do a little step, like take a slight one step ahead every single day, just imagine that you are ahead, or like miles ahead, by taking that simple steps every single day. So this is how you can take the big journey, and the journey is going to be long, and this is how you have to learn. It's your journey. You have to walk alone. Nobody's going to be with you. Don't bother about the people. Those who are going to be a part of your life, then they will let down the life. They're going to leave you, because it's your journey. You know that what you are working on. Some people, those who will resonate, those who will like your work, they're going to automatically come to you, and those who not, they will move you, they will go out of your way. So this life goes on and on. So at the end, I just want to tell you in a nutshell that execution is everything. Never ever try to wait for a perfect plan that at this point of time you're going to do that. Yeah, you can make a plan, you can make this, what are the things you have to do. Once you're done with that, execution will take you where you want. I hope you like this podcast. See you in the next day. Bye bye.